This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In both 2013 and 2014, women were only 1.9% of the directors for the 100 top grossing films. Argentine voters handed a victory to Mauricio Macri in the country's presidential election, delivering a mandate to an opposition political figure seeking to roll back some of the protectionist economic measures of the departing president, Cristina Kirchner. With votes from 99% of polling places counted, Macri, the mayor of Buenos Aires and a former president of Boca Juniors, one of Argentina's most popular soccer teams, was leading with 51.4% of the vote against 48.5% for Daniel Scioli, a former speedboat racer and vice president under former president Nestor Kirchner, who died in 2010. After a walkout by some 200 students at Princeton University and the presentation by the Black Justice League of a list of demands, about 15 students occupied the office of the president, who then agreed to begin discussions on campus and with trustees about the demands, including publicly acknowledging the racist legacy of Woodrow Wilson and taking steps to rename the public policy school and residential college. Pfizer and Allergan announced a $150 billion merger. The deal would create a huge new pharmaceutical giant and could potentially help Pfizer lower its American tax rate by repatriating its headquarters to dodge taxes. Sick passengers have accounted for about 3,000 subway delays each month this year in New York City, a figure that has grown drastically in recent years, up from about 1,800 each month in 2012. California and Oregon will soon make access to birth control easier for millions of women by allowing them to obtain contraceptives from pharmacists without a doctor's prescription. CNN aired the film Hunting Ground, a documentary on sexual assault on campus, despite charges by both Harvard professors and Florida State and NFL football star Jameis Winston that it treated them unfairly. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.